examine this apparatus. It requires annual labor. But if problems occur, we must be prepared. After all, the machine has to work 12 hours. Malfunctions will be dealt with immediately.
The harrow.
Yes, the harrow. Look closely. It arrange like the teeth in a harrow. But alas, there's a part that is worn and squeaks loudly.
Replacing parts must be quite difficult.
Impossible. Now please pay close attention. The condemned man is laid out on the bed, belly down and naked. Are the straps for his hands, for his feet, and for his neck. And as he will lie face down, this small felt stump will be pushed in his mouth to prevent him from screaming or chewing on his tongue.
The felt is cotton.
Yes, cotton.
Extremely in this part of the world.
But for our purpose, the best material.
I mean,
our cotton is correct. You will notice the bed is specially prepared. Notice the unusual design. You will understand its purpose later. Over here are the harrows. The harrow corresponds to the human chain, to the upper body, and to the legs. Observe the tiny spike for the head. He doesn't understand our language.
So now the man is lying there.
Yes, now listen. The prisoner is strapped tight and the bed is set in motion. As he lies there on the bed, the harrow is lowered on his body. The bed quivers sideways and up and down, and the harrow sticks its points into the body, which quivers with the bed. The harrow has the job of carrying out the punishment.
And what is the punishment?
Don't even know that.
I'm only here out of courtesy.
I wasn't informed. The law that the condemned man has broken will be written on his body. The harrow will write on a lie superior. After all, he had no chance to defend himself. Excuse me, I have a model. It will be more accurate.